This has been a bad year for Matty Maroon, the billionaire owner of the Ambassador Bridge. In January, he was thrown in jail overnight for failing to comply with court orders to live up to an agreement he'd signed to finish a road project near his bridge. The court subsequently took control of what was called the Gateway Project away, had the state finish it, and made Maroon pay the cost of finishing it, which were a mere $16 million or so. When you have Maroon's kind of money, that may seem like pocket change, or maybe not. Maroon, who's 85 years old, evidently doesn't think a $1 billion fortune is enough. He spent the rest of this year fighting to prevent the governments of Michigan and Canada from building a second bridge across the Detroit River that would compete with the 83-year-old Ambassador, which he owns. Governor Rick Snyder and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper say a new bridge is essential for both nations' economies and for the security of both countries. If something were to happen to the Ambassador, it would be economically devastating to Michigan and Ontario. But a new bridge would likely cut into Matty Maroon's huge profits. He may earn as much as $140 million a year from tolls, the sale of gasoline, and the duty-free shops he now operates. So this year, he spent perhaps $40 million in an attempt to get the voters to pass a constitutional amendment that would essentially prevent anyone from building another bridge or tunnel ever without a statewide vote of the people. Maroon, of course, figured his lobbyist and campaign contributions to legislators could easily prevent such a proposal from ever reaching the ballot. All fall, he flooded the airwaves with millions of dollars worth of blatantly false advertising to try to get people to vote for his amendment. But the people didn't buy it. They rejected his attempt to hijack the Constitution by almost 1 million votes. So, is this over? Sadly, apparently not. Within hours after the votes were in, Mickey Blashfield, Maroon's mouthpiece, charged that the new international trade crossing bridge the governments are planning was actually on the site of unstable salt mine foundations and hinted at further lawsuits. The governor's office said there is, of course, absolutely no truth to that. But Sandy Barua, president of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, indicated he wouldn't be surprised by any claims the Maroons might make. The chamber, like most Detroit area businesses, has long supported a new bridge. Barua told Crane's Detroit Business that the Maroons use the court system like I use the bathroom. I'm sure there'll be another round of litigation. Even delaying a new bridge by a year means more huge profits for the Maroon family, he explained. But seriously, enough is enough. This battle has dragged on for nearly a decade, and this is the most economically important border crossing in America. The people have spoken, the new bridge is legal, it will create jobs and not cost Michigan a cent. Elections mean something, and this one means both governments should begin building it as quickly as safety allows.